Welcome. We begin by having the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Let us come to our Lord in prayer. Lord our God, we praise you. We thank you. We thank you for the way that you are helping us during this difficult time. And loving Father, help us to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in songs of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the wisdom of the wise men. Close the door of hate, and open the door of love all over your world. Let kindness come with every good gift, and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clean hearts. Comfort the people who won't be happy this Christmas, those who won't get any presents or even any Christmas cards, those who won't have any money to buy presents that they would love to give to their friends, those who won't have a Christmas dinner or won't get the things they're longing for, and those who will be sad because someone that they love will not be with them. And Lord, we think of Margaret. We think of Margaret, the mother of Bruce. We thank you, Lord, that she's now back out of hospital, and we thank you for the treatment that she has received. But Lord, we also pray for Auntie Betty, and we pray, Lord, that now she is with you, and we thank you for that. But we pray for the family. We pray for Dawn, for Bruce, and for the wider family. Lord, be with them during this time. And Lord, we also would remember Rita's neighbour, the gentleman there has died of the virus, and we pray therefore for his wife and his son, that you would be with them during this difficult time. Lord, may we keep strong within our hearts the spirit of peace and goodwill, seeking always to heal the wounds of division and to overcome all prejudice, hatred and violence. Lord, this is a season in which we find it easy perhaps to be generous, although perhaps not at this time. May our generosity not die with the passing of Christmas. May we bring the gift of gold to other people's poverty, the gift of our friendship to the lonely, and the gift of our faith to their doubts and uncertainties. Lord, will you be with us, with all our family and friends, and will you help us, Lord, to know your peace and your blessing, and may we trust in your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now, the next carol, Once in Royal David's City.
Thank you. Chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen.
And now that lovely carol, Silent Night, Holy Night. The message is entitled, The Shepherds. Jesus came to be both the good shepherd and the lamb who takes away the sins of the world. How fitting, therefore, that the news of his birth should be given firstly to humble shepherds. Shepherds are not easily fooled. They are all practical men of the world who have little to do with fantasy. So if they saw angels and went and found the Saviour, then you could believe them. First one angel gave the news to them, then a chorus of angels joined in this announcement. Fear not is one of the key themes of the Christmas story. The angel said, I bring you good news. What was the good news? Not that God has sent a soldier or a judge or a reformer, but that he sent a saviour to meet our greatest need. It was a message of peace. Life was very difficult at that time, just as it is today. Taxes were high, so was unemployment. Morals were slipping, and the military state was in control. Only God could meet the needs of people's hearts, and this he did by sending his son to be our saviour. His birth drew the shepherds from the fields. The shepherds hurried off to Bethlehem, and when they found Jesus, they worshipped him. These shepherds are good examples for us to imitate today. They received by faith the message of God that had sent them, and they responded with immediate obedience. After finding Jesus, they reported the good news to others, and they praised and glorified God for all that they had seen and understand. We need to search for the truth about this good news, which is that Jesus came to bring salvation, new life to all who would receive him. Have we received Jesus into our lives? Have we opened our hearts to him? Is he really our Saviour? Is he really our Lord, Lord of our lives? And if so, we have the privilege and the obligation to share the good news with others. So, the challenge to us is, like Mary, may we be obedient to God and to his will. Like the angels, may we be full of joy and ready to claim that Jesus is the Saviour. May we be like the good shepherds who shared the good news with other people. We have so much to follow. We need to be obedient to God. We need to be cheerful. We need not to fear, but we need to put our trust in Jesus. Yes, we may be going through a difficult time, but Jesus is still our rock. He is concerned for us. He loves us. And it's for us to share the good news of Christmas, that the Saviour has come. So let us be joyful. Let us share the truth of the Christmas story with all the people that we can. Let us truly be our Lord's ambassadors. God bless you all. Amen. And rather appropriately, we're now going to sing the carol, While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night. now we have the privilege of sharing communion together. It was Jesus who said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And that is what we are now going to do. Lord, we thank you that you died on the cross for us. We thank you that you gave your life that we might be free of sin, free of death, and know the glory of the resurrection. Lord, you paid the price for our sins. They're gone, finished, because you gave your life as the perfect sacrifice. And so, Lord, as we take bread and as we take wine, may we truly remember the fantastic and the amazing thing that you did at Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we know that Jesus took the bread, he gave thanks, and he ate it. Let us eat together. And then we know Jesus also took the cup. This we drink in remembrance of him. Let us drink together. Lord Jesus, there is no one who could pay the price for our sins but you. And this you did for us, and you've opened up the gate of new life, victory over sin, victory over death. We praise you, O Lord. Amen. And now we're going to sing the carol, Away in a Manger. You know that carol tells us that there was no room for him in the inn. He was born in a manger. But I trust that we all have room for Jesus in all that we do in our lives, that he might be in control.
Stars in the bright sky.
Let us pray. Lord, may we know your peace, and may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit be with us both now and with all our friends and loved ones, both now and forevermore. Amen.